clean up this mess.
How?
You figure it out.
Welcome to Gay Talk 2.0, the ultimate podcast for your dose of dish.
And welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to another episode of Gay Talk 2.0. My name is Tom, and I am your host today, yesterday, the day before that, tomorrow, the future, every motherfucking day. And I am here with my friends, Nick, Paul, and Chris, and this is
The Dish.
Welcome to the show. What's going on, guys?
Oh, what a week.
It's Monday.
It's Monday. Exactly. What a week. But I made it this far and I'm already done.
It was quite the interesting weekend for me. It was my birthday weekend.
Yes, indeed.
Yes, happy birthday.
Many, many shots.
My boys got me smashed.
Luckily, I was working.
When I say smashed, I mean smashed.
Good.
We came home and did a podcast that we can't release because it was that bad.
It was horrible.
I heard a snippet of it. The beginning sounded decent, but that Tommy only dared to show me about 10 seconds of it. And then
it was...
You were so concerned about your condition.
Yeah, it was disastrous.
My condition?
Oh, yeah, what condition was that?
How sober or not he was?
Because I was good, because I drove for 12 hours that day. I went for my road trip up. I brought my German friend up to upstate Mass, Vermont, and New Hampshire, and showed him what real New England looks like.
That is completely debatable. But that's okay.
What?
So.
What's debatable?
So what's up? You know, you're in Hillary County, and you're wearing a Bernie for President shirt in my house. I'm going to cut him.
Well, I got cut last night for this shirt.
Well,
I can't believe you wore that to work.
Yeah.
Once I walked in, I'm like, okay, this is not a good idea to wear it behind the bar. Wearing it elsewhere, that's fine. But as a bartender, I kind of broke bartending code. We're supposed to discourage conversations involving politics, and I was essentially being a billboard. And I regretted that decision. But I don't think we should get it too far into that before I get in any more trouble than I already am.
All is forgiven.
Indeed.
You're welcome in my home anytime, Bernie or Hillary or...
Wait, when did you wear that last night? And you're still wearing it today? You're disgusting.
I wore it for 10...
You're disgusting.
I wore it for 10 minutes before I had a change.
He thought he was going to get fired.
I really did.
And then he put his Canada shirt on.
Of course. Yeah. Well, naturally.
Meanwhile...
Smell Chris's armpit right
now. In Canada...
Justin Trudeau, did you hear what this... I'm sorry. I'm completely enamored by this man. So apparently he was having an interview and one of the reporters called him out on it, called him out on what the interview was about, which basically was quantum computing.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And they thought that he was going to just sort of kind of like side brush it. And he like stopped everything and said, no, I'm going to talk about this.
I know what it is.
And he went.
Explained it.
He went in. I was like, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Guys. And he had that smirk on him. I know. I got this.
It's one of those kind of faces.
Like, yeah, I got this, and I know, you know, even my package got this.
We're really overwhelmed at my job right now. And one of my coworkers came up to me today, and she was like, I can't do this. I'm going to go to Canada. I'm moving to Canada. I was like, well, at least they have a hot prime minister now, because goddamn.
Well, I have to say, though, I will say this. Barack Obama's a hot president.
Oh, yeah, he is.
Have you ever seen him without a shirt on? There's pictures of him in Hawaii. Ugh,
I'm his Maryland, honey.
I do not think... Never mind.
I am sorry.
I'm like, are we really talking about this?
I've had dreams of Barack Obama. I'll be honest. Yes, he's our president, but it's the truth. God,
the only president I would sleep with is Fitzgerald Grant.
Oh.
Well, that's on Scandal. Oh, my God. I know.
When you said Fitzgerald, I thought you were like trying to say John F. Kennedy. I thought that's who you were going with.
Well, I think that was his father's name, if I'm not mistaken. Right?
Fitzgerald?
Mm-hmm. I think.
Would make sense if that being his middle name.
Yeah. But, but Guillermo, can we talk about him?
Oh, and how he was liking my stuff on Instagram today because he loves me.
Okay. Well, he should listen to our podcast. We just gave him a plug. We love you.
Hi.
Hi.
I
love the show Scandal. It's Scandal. Have you guys ever watched Scandal?
I love Scandal.
I've never seen a single episode.
You don't know what you're missing. It is thrilling from beginning to end, every single episode.
So I get really confused by that show because I'm a big, big Mo, but for some reason, every time I watch it, I'm like, Kerry Washington.
You're so hot.
Sexy.
I know.
And you know what it is? It's how the character carries herself. She's so ballsy. You know?
I know.
It's handled.
Yes, it is, pretty much. So, you know, she puts on the big white hat and forget it. She's like it. So.
Oh, my God. Speaking of the big white hat, I know I talk about Ellen all the time, but Shonda Rhimes gave Ellen a Kerry Washington. What is that hat that she wears? She has that specific hat that she wears in the show, and she gave one of those to Ellen. Oh. And Kerry Washington was on the show, and she was like, I don't even have one of those.
That's horrible. How could you not have your own hat? You know, you wear it in the show, and you don't even have one, and Ellen got one.
Well, because the show's not closed, so it's in with the, you know, wardrobe.
So, you know, it's Ellen, but that's okay. Guess what, guys? So I was doing my analytics and reviewing a lot of the show's statistics, and I realized, I was looking, that all of our subscribers are in the U.S., but we have 2 subscribers in South Africa.
That was it. I called it. I knew it was South Africa. Because of the time zone.
So, because I realized that every single time the clock struck 8 p.m. here, we would register usage somewhere else. So it had to be in a different time zone. Right. So if you're listening in South Africa, thank you so much for tuning in. We are curious to know who you are. Feel free to actually send us an email with any information or questions that you have to what's our email?
gaytalk20@gmail.com.
I thought there's a point.
No, there's
there.
gaytalk2.0@gmail.com. Oh my God. Can we just get it right
now?
Say that again one more time for them.
It is gaytalk2.0@gmail.com, or you can visit our website, which is www.gaytalk20.com.
Yeah, it gets
confusing. Leave us a message there as well.
We would love that, because I searched the time zones because we were at the bar one night and we'll say it was the 18th. And we already had a download on the 19th. And I'm like, wait a minute, how is this possible? And I was searching through and I'm looking at the different time zones. I'm like, I wonder if it's South Africa.
And it was. So we have 2 subscribers there. So
we love having
again,
you guys.
Yes, I want to know. I want to know who you are. Send us some information. Even if you have show ideas, anything that you want, you talked about on the show, we'll be more than happy to, you know, look at it and let you know what we can and cannot do. So we're looking forward to hearing from you, and we appreciate you listening.
Yeah, send us a local cocktail from South Africa. We'll make it over here.
God, yes, recipe. We would love.
Yes,
I would love that.
What the locals drink in South Africa on a nice summer day.
Oh, that would be amazing.
Just like we're kind of doing right now. I mean, it was a beautiful weekend. Today's gorgeous, and we're having a very nice
cocktail.
Beautiful.
Yeah. What are you guys drinking? Since I'm not. Paul, hi, I'm still sick.
Today we went with a classic.
Yeah, today we actually went with...
Looks like a vodka cran.
It's a Cosmopolitan, we're doing it on the rocks. It's a Cosmopolitan, which can...
Because we wanted to keep it chilled, and, you know, because we're talking, we don't have too much time to constantly be sipping on our drink. Cosmos. It would sit there and...
I feel like the girls from Sex in the City.
I know, right?
I'm Samantha.
When did we stop drinking these guys? Because they're so good.
Yeah.
Because everybody else started to.
I've only seen 2 episodes of that show, and that was...
Get the fuck out. Outside.
The
only reason I've seen 2 episodes was because Paul had to cut Jose's and my hair. So episode 1 was with Jose's.
Could I have your gay license back, please? It's revoked.
I actually have it, but I don't. I have it in my old wallet, my gay card. Mm-hmm. Someone actually gave me a gay card.
I want it back.
Sex in the City was not one of the requirements.
I didn't know you issued them, Tommy.
I became the official, I want it back, motherfucker. really. Public service announcement while
Chris
I'm on a rampage.
Hold on. Chris would be Charlotte. I'm Samantha.
Clearly.
I think that he would be Carrie.
Yeah, because Carrie never showed her boobs in the show.
Yeah. I can be the dyke. I'll take it.
Why? She's got Steve. Steve is hot.
I know.
Well, yeah, he was hot, but I liked some of her other romps here and there.
So, guys, can I change my name to Carrie instead of Trish?
No, you're still Trish.
You're still Trish. Sorry.
Well, we didn't even say what was in the cocktail.
So.
It's a fucking Cosmo. If you don't know, you need to stop.
Not everyone out there are bartenders.
It doesn't matter.
Basically,
it's Cosmo.
Okay, so when I was trying to make a Cosmo the other day, Paul, what's in a Cosmo?
I almost died.
Standing there with bottles up in the air, and he's just like, for 30 seconds, I'm like, what's wrong with you?
His butt was clapping.
He goes, what's in a Cosmo? And I'm like, oh, Jesus. He's like, I'm like, what do you have so far? He goes, the vodka, the crayon. I'm like, triple sec and a little bit of lime juice. Oh, yeah, you're right.
Oh, that's it. Okay. I just needed a jump start. Sometimes it just shuts down. You know?
I have a confession. I always skip the triple sec.
That's just a vodka crayon. That's just a Cape Codder.
No, I put some lime juice in it.
Yeah, a Cape Codder is vodka, cranberry, and lime. It's not a Cape Codder without the lime.
But it has no ice.
You shake it, strain it. Yeah,
that's why those fucking people from downstairs come up, be like, can you make this?
I had someone
the bartenders downstairs don't know how.
I had someone come into Sandpiper, and he wanted to order a martini. He's like, I want a Cosmo, but I don't want any lime juice or any triple sec.
So I have
vodka crayon up.
Yeah, literally, I'm like, so you just want vodka and cranberry juice, and you want me to shake it and put it in a martini glass? He's like, yeah. I'm like, okay, all right.
I'd be like, can I see your ID?
Well, he was 90. No.
Well, I have people, like, for example, that come up to the bar and be like, can I have a vodka cranberry, but with, like, very little cranberry? I said, so you want basically vodka on the rocks, mm-hmm. but a splash of cranberry? Is that what you want? I can get you that. Yeah, sure.
Mm-hmm. Then you come with a little glass.
With a little tiny glass, of course, with a little splash of cranberry. There you go. It's $10.
I've mm-hmm. been getting a lot of people coming up to me and being like, I want tequila. And I'll be like,
with what?
Okay, well, how do you want it? And they get confused by that question. It's not that hard. Do you want it? A drink? Do you want it on the rocks? Do you want a shot of tequila? I mean, there are different ways to have
any liquor. Tequila. Yeah.
It's delicious.
Or when people come up and they say, I'll have a beer.
What
and
kind?
I don't even do that anymore. I'll just be like, okay. And then they look at me and I'm like, well, I have 40 different bottles right behind me. Do you want me to just
like,
you want me just close my eyes and grab one? Because I'll do that.
Or what do you recommend? What do you make really good? What's your special?
That.
Mm-hmm. That is the worst question you could ever.
Drink? And I'm like, vodka.
Yeah, pretty much. What's your special? A shot of Jameson.
Yeah. I want to do a shot. What do you recommend?
Fireball.
Pretty much.
I love bourbon.
So, no more bourbon for you. So, I have a public service announcement. Dear Apple, when I purposely write fuck, fucking, or bitches, I'd really appreciate it if you didn't autocorrect that fucking shit and put duck, ducking, and birches, okay? Thank you very much. I have to throw that out there because it pisses me the fuck off.
Mm-hmm. The duck off.
Yeah, the duck off.
We all know what it is. My phone autocorrected me the other day. I almost lost it. I said,
I want to throw it against the floor. And I'm like, all right, is there any way we can actually turn off this autocorrect? Can we?
Well, you just put it out there. So we'll hopefully, because I know that Apple subscribed to our Gay Talk 2.0. So
fanboys, somebody, please.
Get out there. I'm texting someone. I'll shoot you a text. My phone literally autocorrected to shoot
but.
To a boot.
Ugh.
My phone,
a boot.
Like, what you talking about? I'm from Canada. My phone is more Canadian than I am.
But here's the thing. Tally it up.
That's the first one I was waiting for.
So here's the thing. One more time. Tally it up. When I'm in my Messenger app or when I am on Facebook or any other app, fuck comes out like fuck. If I say fuck and Siri just writes fuck, if I'm in the Apple Messenger app, it completely like fucks it up. I'm like, all right, well, ducks Siri, make up your mind. Ducks it up, yeah. Mm-hmm. So, and then, you know, I get mad because, you know, these birches need to stop. it's really annoying. So, Apple, if you're listening, fix it, please.
I don't even know where it came from, though. Like, ducking? What is ducking? Ducking sounds like a thing.
I don't know, but here's the
ducking, like, you're ducking so you don't get hit in the dome piece? Okay.
When iOS 9 came out, Apple said that it would be predictive texting and that it would learn how you text with specific people. So if you're used to using specific languages, shortcuts, or cursing, it would learn that you type this way with these individuals.
So that's why whenever I'm typing anything to Paul, first thing that pops up is dying.
Well, did you ever see thing about Kim Kardashian when it was on the iOS 9.2 when you went to start typing lard ass? An autocorrection would come up above that saying Kim Kardashian.
I didn't.
Amazing.
Did you ever see that?
No.
It was the funniest thing in the entire world.
You told me about it, and I tried it, and it did not work.
It worked for me, and I would screenshot it and send it to people. Like, oh, my God, type in lard ass.
It did. I'm going to do it right now.
And it worked for a few people, but I don't know if it works anymore because we don't know if it was just a joke.
One word?
An insult?
Is
yeah.
Lard ass.
But it was so fucking funny.
No.
No. It was only working
for You're on Verizon, bitch.
Because I'm sure she contacted someone was like, you need to fix this.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
Absolutely. So,
on the other side of the pond, her Heine Queen Elizabeth II marked her 90th birthday party, or her 90th birthday, excuse me. And she gets, not because her birthday is in April, but she has two birthdays. So she has her ceremonial birthday, which is her birth date. And then they have the actual birthday celebration in June.
That's so interesting.
She is the longest reigning monarch in English's history, or in the UK's history. And, but yeah, she's 90 years old. Bless her heart. I didn't say
all those princes are just like, when's it going to happen?
Well,
I want to take the crown.
I'm just wondering if Charles is actually going to like sit there and say, okay, I'm going to become king, or is he going to just let his son have it? What do you think is going to happen?
He's totally going to take it. Why wouldn't he take it?
Well, I mean, the man is almost 60.
Yeah, but
she's 90 and she's still doing it.
Yeah, but I mean, like, seriously, like, you have to think, for example,
he's not a king, though.
Well, he will be. As soon as his mother dies, he's next in line. And then after him, it's Prince William.
Okay.
So what I'm thinking, will he abdicate and allow his son to become king?
Would do that?
Well, his uncle did it.
Yeah.
The queen's father wouldn't have been king if his brother didn't abdicate the throne. Bertie didn't become king until his brother abdicated. And so, as a result, that's how Elizabeth ended up on the throne. It shouldn't have been her.
Well, if it was me, I wouldn't. I'd be like, I want it for a couple of years. Right.
You're
anyway.
The biggest queen we have
here. Yeah, I know, honey. Her tiara is like this.
I would be king,
high.
Not queen.
Well, queen of gay talk.
Prince William and Kate Middleton were just in. They went to go see the Taj Mahal.
Yes.
And Prince William got a little choked up and he started crying because they were basically, Princess Diana went there in 1992.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Well, so they actually sat in the same bench that she sat in.
Where she took the photo.
Where she took the infamous photo of her with the Taj Mahal behind her.
Mm-hmm.
And they sat there, both, you know, Prince William and Kate. And it was a beautiful photo. A beautiful moment. I liked it.
My mom was obsessed with her.
Mine too. My mom recorded everything.
Yeah, I remember.
My mother even bought like the Beanie Baby that they had, like the special edition Princess Diana Beanie Baby. It was purple. She's like, I want to sell it. You think it's worth money? I'm like, Mom, it's a fucking Beanie Baby.
They were all the fad for the longest time, though.
Beanie Babies?
Yeah.
Oh, huge. Remember?
Oh, they were huge. McDonald's used to like, oh my
McDonald's
God.
Came out. I'd go there just for that.
So, confession. I used to work at McDonald's. A lot, very long time ago.
Of course you did. Puerto Rican.
Wow. You're not the racist one today.
I'm not the racist one.
Tommy's face.
Oh,
she's biting her tongue.
Should have had a V8.
I'm going to leave that one alone.
Wait, was there a point?
This white cracker is about to get it.
Tommy, can I get a McChicken with no tomato, extra mayo? Well,
no, bitch, this isn't Burger King. You got to go. You're getting what I give you.
You know what? I will. I will go to Burger King. I will have it my way.
Bye.
I want a Whopper. Yeah.
Let's talk about Louis' Lunch.
I have never been there. Yes, okay. I've never been there either.
Just so the people know what I'm talking about. Louis' Lunch is actually, it's this little shoebox, little like burger joint in downtown New Haven, Connecticut. It's supposedly the home of the hamburger. It was invented there. It was the first time that anybody had ever served a slab of meat between two pieces of bread. And here's the thing. Tally it up. When you go ask for a burger, you get it medium, raw, because it's still mooing.
That's how I like it.
Okay. You get a little bit. You get two pieces of white bread.
Yeah, it's like toast, right?
Yeah.
Not buns.
Toast, not buns. And then you get a slab of what looks like used to be cheese whiz and onion. That is all you're allowed to ask for. Anything else he does not have. He doesn't have ketchup. He doesn't have mustard. It does not exist.
Do they serve anything but burgers?
That's all they serve.
Really?
And when you go there, you have a big plaque that says, this isn't Burger King. This is, you get it my way here. I laugh every time I read that because it's just amazing.
I've never been
there. His business. That's how his burgers are supposed to be sold.
And they're like literally the size, they're probably the size of a hockey puck.
So they're like White Castle burger kind of things?
A little bit bigger.
Okay.
A little bit thicker.
Well, they can't have any bigger burgers than that because the goddamn shack is like 200 square feet.
I know, the place is
But not
tiny.
Only that, but here's the thing. Tally it up.
I hate that you're catching on now too much.
They're cooking it.
They literally have 7 things on their menu.
That's it. Yeah, it's very simple, but they cook it in these gas ovens that are standing upright, and they put them in like these crates, and they slide them into these ovens, and that's how they cook the burgers. They've been doing it that way since like when you like literally walked on mud,
right?
Pretty much.
It's weird. Every time I pass it, I feel like it's closed.
Well, it is during the day. They only open at night when the bars let out.
No, they open it
for they open for lunch, and then they close, and then they come back and do the night shift. So, and then every time you walk in there, you see an older gentleman behind the counter, and you think that that's Louis, but it's really not. The young guy that's with him, that's his business. I'm like, oh, this is fun. So anyway, a plug to Louis' lunch. Delicious. It's like $6 a burger, but it's like, you know, amazing.
I just have to talk about real quick that this weekend was Coachella.
There was a lot of stuff. Oh,
there were so many celebrities there. Taylor Swift, Kellen Lutz.
David Beckham and Victoria.
Oh. Those Vine stars were there. Brittany Furlan. Daddy Issues. She's a big blogger out in LA.
We should go to Coachella next year.
Oh my God. It was... Ugh.
I've known like 40% of the things you guys have been talking about.
I was watching Coachella's
Snapchat. I'm like, I have no idea what this is.
I was watching Coachella's Snapchat the entire time. It's a huge music festival in the middle of the desert in California.
It's amazing.
It's like a 3-day thing.
Yeah, all the celebrities go. It's like this really big thing. It's really good.
Aside from Kanye's West not working, Kanye's West. Kanye West.
He did a surprise.
Yeah, but his mic wasn't working, so no one heard him rapping.
That was on purpose.
But yeah, then, I was like, you're welcome.
But then, if you get a chance to go on YouTube and search for it, look for Sia's performances.
They're amazing.
She fucking took Coachella. She sang...
She took Coachella into her Coachella and had a good time. That's it. Well, while he looks up on the name, let's talk about these brothers that actually convinced her sister or their sister that they were going to a zombie apocalypse. It was fucking funny.
That was hilarious.
So drawn out.
Oh, it's called 1 Million Bullets.
1 Million
Bullets. I love how she was like, forget the dog, get the cat.
The dog's already dying. Get the cat.
But back to that real quick.
What the fuck do you need the hoe for? Give me a knife.
You just have to go and look at this performance for 1 Million Bullets. Because she doesn't show her face, so she had a performer sitting on the stage in one of her Sia, like half blonde, half black wigs. And it was Kristen Wiig.
No.
Sitting there in a chair, like acting to this slow song.
I love that she does that because, you know, it just makes it very mysterious and... like really weird. It's pretty cool, actually, to watch.
But yeah, that zombie girl was on Ellen the other day. She got her 5 minutes of fame.
Why the fuck couldn't I be famous for getting my wisdom teeth taken out and like no one would do anything
stupid
like that?
Well, would I have to get mine taken out in June?
I'm filming it.
Okay, well, public service announcement. When I go get my teeth pulled out, I would like those two brothers to accompany me because they were fine as fuck. And I would love for you, while I'm under the influence of Novocaine, whatever it was that was stuck in me, stick many other things inside
She's
me.
She's like, they're beautiful. Fine brothers.
Do you want the chocolate cake or the funfetti? Get the funfetti.
And he's putting things in the car, and he put, like, what was it? What do they call those? A hoe?
Yeah, it's the most random thing.
Why are you getting that? Go get me a knife.
Well, she's like, there's guns in the house. Yeah. Get the guns.
There was another one a couple years back. Liz and I were dying. She had just woken up from surgery, and she's, from getting her wisdom teeth out, and she's singing about, like, the land of unicorns and mystical onions and everything. And she starts singing. She's like, who's in the house? JC. Jesus Christ is in the house today. And her mom's like, honey, are you okay? And she stops and looks. She's like, are you okay?
Even Jesus got a plug in.
Did you see the one where the freaking white girl was like, I just want to be Nicki Minaj.
Because she wants to go. Because she wants to go. Boom, 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 bass.
I love her. I want to be Nicki Minaj.
She want to be who?
Nicki Minaj. What was that?
Scared the fuck out of me.
What was that?
I don't know. Whatever I put. It was fun.
Try it again.
Nicki, what? Nicki Minaj.
Like, Nicki? Oh my God, like, look at her butt.
Yeah.
Well, that was fun.
Oh, that's look, crazy. Chris's drink is all gone.
It's not gone.
No, not yet. I hope not. So,
wait, can you talk a little bit about the message you got on Facebook?
What was that?
Can we talk about what you did on Saturday night after you decided to flip out on me? Did you get his dick?
You know what?
Yes, she did.
I was warned about this, actually.
Okay, hold on.
Warned about what?
Oh, I warned everyone about your fucking little... Oh, no, not from him. Your rant.
Oh, okay, let's talk about it, okay? But we want to talk about it. We want to go down this road. I don't think we want to go down this road.
I got sick. You were having a good time.
You left because you were pissed that somebody was giving me attention and not you.
I was sick as a fucking dog. I went back to your house and slept for 3 hours.
Okay, let me paint the picture.
But no, I didn't get his dick.
Let me paint the picture. These two went to a wedding this weekend. A fabulous wedding, I was told. Very
was
beautiful.
Wonderful.
Amazing. And there's this one cute guy that is all over Nick. And somehow Paul ended back at the bar. That's all I know.
That's not how the story went. I had two drinks. Couldn't even finish my second one because
she
I got
really was,
sick.
She wasn't was feeling sick. Well.
Yeah, I know.
So and the died. One that was cute, giving Nick attention, not giving me attention because I was sick, clearly not into wanting to talk to anybody.
But the Rambo wanted to run a train on you.
That's fine. But the one that you went home with, I was already speaking to for like a year and a half on Grindr. So enjoy the seconds, darling.
First of all, I didn't go home with him.
Boom.
Boom, boom, boom.
Oh.
Let's all sing the bomb Kumbaya.
Boom, boom, anyways, boom, Nick's boom, last text me. You are not a friend. I go, no,
I was
you're
drunk.
Not. I go,
I was
you're
drunk.
Right. I'm not. I'm your best friend, so shut the fuck up and go to bed.
And okay. Here we are okay, around well, my table
first of all,
again.
First of all,
I was so looking
I was upset
forward to this.
Because you, this wedding that I went to, that I'm friends with the grooms, I met through you, and I've only really known them for like a year and a half, 2 years.
When have you ever known me to leave a party, though? Ever.
Guys, do I look like a fucking shrink? Not on my show. What? No, bitch. Let's go to your topic.
No, fuck you.
Oh,
I don't know. I want to know.
Go back to McDonald's, bitch.
I want to know what you were going to ask me. What? Facebook?
Didn't you say that somebody messaged you on Facebook and they were like, we know that you're into twins and you don't know who this person is?
Oh my God. Yes. Okay, now referencing back to our kinky show
no.
that we had.
Was it the kink?
Yeah.
The kink is in the fantasy. Oh, yeah.
The kink is in the fantasy because his fantasy was having two twins creaming on his
face.
Oh
my God.
And he was doing this. So tell us about that.
Do you know who it was?
I know.
That was...
Someone listened to that episode and sent me a link of these two. Like, I think they're called like the Hernandez twins. Yeah. These two like wicked ripped Puerto Rican twins. And like, I think you might be interested in this.
See? Did you watch the video?
McDonald's is not the only thing we're good for. Bitch.
I nearly dropped my phone. I was dumbfounded. I don't know who this person is. Maybe there are South Africans. And someone sent me the picture of them, and I was like, well, first off, I was like, whoa, who the fuck was listening to that? Who? And then I'm like,
it's freaky. Once you start throwing stuff out there, how much can come back?
I mean, I appreciate that,
that's
it.
That's why I always tell you, boys, be careful what you say. Because I don't edit. You guys know this.
Mm-hmm.
They're my witness. What you're hearing on the show is completely from start to finish. We do not cut anything out.
Nope.
So if these girls say something they're not supposed to, or boys... It's in the show.
Yeah.
It's in the show. So, you know, that's how I operate. And I've warned them since day one. So, you know.
No more one-eyeing it. That's a bad wake up the next day. I'm like, what did I just say? Oh, fuck.
So we have an event coming up soon on June 19th. Folsom in New York City.
Oh, I'll be there.
Oh, of course you will, because you're a dirty fuck.
Yeah, you'll be there right next to me watching me be a dirty fuck.
Oh, honey, I won't be watching. I'll be participating in some corner. Anyway, if you don't know what Folsom is, Folsom is a little bit of everything.
I don't know anything that any of you guys are talking about.
Because you're 14.
It's you, yeah, pretty much.
Slut.
I was...
He's just dedicated to learning about Canada.
So, well, they do a Folsom in Canada, actually, in Toronto. So look it up and get acquainted with it. It's all about leather, fetish, tying up, beating, fucking, fisting.
Biting your asshole and fucking you bloody.
Oh, my God. Okay, so I had someone actually come up to me and say, "You're disgusting."
Yes.
Okay. And then, wait, it gets even better. So someone else came up to me and said, "I really enjoy your podcast, but that whole biting thing, no. Please don't ever say that."
Fucking dirty, bloody McDonald's butthole.
Can I get fries with that?
Honey, you're going to get a bloody cheeseburger with it. So anyway.
Oh, God.
And then something else happened, and I can't remember. Somebody actually said something that I said on the podcast. Oh, I do have to let you guys know. So last week's episode was about lettuce, coffee, and cocaine. I was not snorting cocaine for real.
Oh, my God. I got a text message.
I have to put it out there because I have four people ask me, "Were you really doing lines while you were doing your show?" And I was like, "No, bitch. Really, no. It was all an act, you know, and unfortunately, it has to be. I can't do drugs. I get tested at my real job."
Otherwise, so, she would have been.
No, but, you know, I have to throw that out there. You know, I have nieces and nephews, and I have to set an example. So, no, I wasn't snorting coke.
Nor do we condone that.
No, we do not.
But we do condone lettuce and coffee.
Yeah, lettuce and coffee is very healthy. And water. There is nothing better that you can do for yourself than drink massive amount of water. Water is amazing for
all
the body.
I've been doing for the last 3 days.
Yeah, because she's been like, you know, viral.
On my deathbed.
So
love you. Bye.
So who saw Avatar?
I actually just bought that randomly. iTunes.
The one that came out like 7 years ago.
And I can't. That was my first. I love
Avatar,
movie.
But here's the thing. Tally it up. Avatar is actually coming out with four sequels, and they're all being recorded currently, all at the same time, and they're going to release them one by one.
I'm so excited.
I can't wait. It was such an amazing movie. I love the graphics in it.
It's only going to get better because it was released in 2003.
So technology now.
No, it's. When was it released?
I don't know.
I was in high school.
I know that James Cameron directed it.
It was 2010.
But, just graduated.
You know what? Google it and figure out. I know, right?
But Unobtainium. Remember when Peter Griffin's like, when they're watching Avatar and they keep pausing and he's like, "Is Unobtainium very hard to obtain?" Like, that was such a corny name for whatever the shit they needed to find. Unobtainium.
It was 2009, by the way.
I thought the movie was boring.
I thought the movie was amazing.
Which one? Avatar?
Yes.
I thought it was awesome.
I mean, the effects were cool, but
I'm going to plug in.
Well, a lot of people don't realize, for example, you know, all those little like the CGIs that they used. Star Wars, The Force Awakens, actually. Maz Kanata, I believe, is her character. You haven't seen it. I really wish you would because I have it here. I actually bought it. But they used that on... You haven't seen it either?
Oh, no. I have. Okay. I bought it.
Okay, good. So Lupita Nyong'o, which is a Yale graduate, by the way, which we used to see roaming around New Haven, actually played this character. And they actually had all these little blue dots all over her face. And this is like amazing, like awesome technology. Mm-hmm. And they have... she was actually on her knees walking, pretending to be this character who was interacting with Rey, which is the main character, mm-hmm. the female character, and Han Solo. And what an amazing movie. I really, really enjoyed. Don't get me wrong. I loved the prequels.
Those little dots, you know what they were doing. They were capturing her facial structure. And her facial expressions and all of the movement so that they can then reiterate that in CGI.
Which is amazing.
I know. It's crazy.
And I appreciated the prequel movies because it gave you a lot of backstory of what was happening in the Empire and in all of that. But I love that they went back to the basics. And a lot of the like graphics look very similar to the original set of movies. So I really appreciated that. So thank you so much to the producer. You gave us a really, really good movie.
Yeah, and thanks, bitch. Can you finally come out with the other four now?
Well, Rogue
it's
One.
Been 7 years.
Rogue One is coming out soon.
Good.
So, are you talking about Avatar?
Yeah.
It's coming out in December.
Oh, I thought it was 2017.
I literally can't wait.
That's actually episode 8. They're coming out with an in-between movie, which will explain how they got the actual the plans for the first Death Star before they destroyed it in Return of the Jedi.
What are you talking? I'm talking about.
I know. I'm like, wait, which one are we on? I was like, wait a minute, Death Star. When did they have that with the blue people? I know where Death Star is. I thought we were back on Avatar.
I have a knife in my pocket. I'm about to cut this bitch.
That's the second time I've been cut today.
Yeah, slice. I already cut slice. You once.
Mm, yeah, well, that's that's left for the imagination. So what else do we got?
Let's get into our topic.
Well, okay. Well, spring cleaning.
I mean, what time is it?
It is.
Before we get into our topic, I just want to say that whatever you say about the wedding or whatever, I had a blast with everybody there that I met.
Oh, yeah?
Can I
get a great time? Did you get a blast on your face, too? I hope you did. That's like
no, I didn't get a blast on my face. Okay.
Oh, I missed those.
I'm going to lie.
But I plan to.
You stopped sharing your location with me.
I was drunk. You I looked at that the next day, and I was like, why did I stop sharing
you
my location
saw him
with
at McDonald's.
I also woke up he with fries next
Tommy
to my
said
bed,
that.
And I don't remember
Tommy
going
Tommy was working. He saw him.
You were in McDonald's.
Yeah, and I don't remember it.
Yeah, because you were there for like an hour. I'm like, she's getting a blowjob at a McDonald's parking lot. Real classy.
Tommy was the manager there that night. He told me the whole thing. He saw you outside.
I sure did.
He was working drive-thru.
Maybe I didn't matter.
I was like, fucking thank mess. You for choosing McDonald's drive-thru, home of the Big Mac. How may I help you?
I'm going
welcome to Good Burger, home of the Good Burger.
Whatever, Paul.
Take your water?
I'm in the wrong. I'm always wrong.
Okay,
it's my
do
fault.
Not be wrong,
guys. Oh my God. Kiss and make up.
She's
this
not
is on you.
You
sack
better
the,
mute that bitch right
sack
now.
Sack the fuck up. You're not a friend.
I was warned about this whole thing, and I was so looking forward to it.
Oh, this is amazing. This, my
I'm going to
God.
I'm going to a wedding wait. On Saturday. I wonder if mine's going to be
but
this
the
eventful.
Next day, I was wasted. I left my card at the ducking bar. Ducking.
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 And then she said, fucking. Sorry I was upset you left me last night and got stupid.
But you did. You left her behind. But you know, kiss and make up and get over it. She
I
got
left
the
everyone,
dick.
Not just her.
And she's going to get that dick. Get over it. Anyway.
Let me know when you go to Providence.
Jingle, jingle, jingle.
Anyway.
So, going into our topic, spring cleaning, I'm going to have you kick this off. Go ahead, Trish.
All right. Well, I think spring cleaning is, there's a lot of layers to spring cleaning. Mm-hmm. I have three things that I like to generally do. One is personal hygiene, whether it's pedicures, manicures, oh, a new Jesus. Hairstyle. And then two, of course, so the cool. house. You have to do piece by piece. I'd like to do my house. I usually start like, I don't know, I'll do like the windows one day and then I'll shampoo the carpet one weekend, stuff like that. And then, of course, the purge.
What is the purge? The please purge. Don't tell me it has anything to do with shitting.
Because
we have Paul for that.
It can, but that's also in personal hygiene. Okay. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? But, you know, colonics and whatnot.
Paul shits so much, he actually induces most of them.
I'm farting right now.
You nasty fuck. But go ahead.
The purge is me trying to get rid of clothes I don't wear or Facebook friends I don't want to see post anymore or... Unsharing my location with people.
Who stalk me at McDonald's.
Men that I don't want in my life. You know, things like that. The purge. The things that are negative that brought you down. Letting it go.
You can't find me, bitch.
Jesus.
It's been many decades. Many decades.
I can actually smell it this time, Paul.
It doesn't smell. It was literally like a pin drop fart.
Here's what I do for spring cleaning.
Mm-hmm.
Rule number one. The first thing you do is take the motherfucking curtains down and wash them fuckers.
And the blinds. Don't neglect your blinds.
No, because those are some of the things that we tend to forget a lot. That collect a lot of dust and germs and all that yuckiness.
And let me just say, Mr. Clean Magic Eraser... It literally is magic.
Oh, fuck. I love that thing.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I have dogs. Fortunately for me, my dogs don't shed much, but they don't. And, you know, I also live in a home where I have forced air. So dust everywhere.
Yeah, worse. Paul's forcing it everywhere right now.
Pretty much. He's like crop dusting. He's crop
those
dusting on my table.
Burn.
Like my plants are literally like going whoop.
I'm not wafting it anywhere. Heat rises, so it's going to go up.
Mm-hmm. So you know, I make sure, one thing I always say, get them curtains, and boys, please dust. And what are your plans?
But you should dust more than once. Spring cleaning doesn't mean just dust.
Oh,
and be
no,
done with
don't
it.
Get me wrong. Me and Swiffer, we're best friends.
Yeah.
I own stock in that fucking company, pretty much. I do. What?
Nothing.
Nothing.
No, I think you should dust at least twice a week.
I usually do it on a Tuesday and a Thursday. I feel like you clean all the time because your house is fucking spotless. Always.
No, it's not.
Oh, well, then you do a good job when I'm coming.
I literally shove everything in that closet. No, I'm kidding.
My place sucks.
No, I tend to be a very clean person, but you know, there are certain things that I do. Like, for example, today was a beautiful day in the Northeast. It was about 75 degrees.
Mm-hmm. Open up all your windows.
All my windows were open. I needed to get that fresh air in here. I needed to just, you know, feel that spring. That spring is coming.
That's my number one thing when I'm cleaning is I open all the windows, making sure that all of that air is flowing through the house because gotta clean it out.
I even do it in the wintertime. It's just way more refreshing.
There's nothing worse than having like ass stench from like all winter just lingering around the house in spring.
Yeah.
Get it out.
Yeah.
Get it the fuck out. Mm-hmm. Seriously.
Oh, and everybody, you should at least replace your shower liner once a year, and this is the time to do it. Get that thing out and get a new one.
Mm-hmm. Once a year.
Mm-hmm. I might do it like 2 or 3 times a year.
I do it like every 2 months.
I bleach it. Every time I do, I clean my tub. I bleach it, put it in the dishwasher.
I do bleach it. I usually change it about maybe 2 or 3 times. If it gets really bad.
Is it plastic?
Yeah. And then you bleach it and it kills everything.
I have a fabric one. I wash it.
Yeah.
I have a fabric one. Yeah. And I wash it in the washing machine.
I didn't know that either.
I'd rather just go buy one for $4.
Yeah, right?
Oh. Well.
I hate cleaning.
You know, when you work at McDonald's.
Funny story.
$4 is a budget.
The other day I was cleaning out my.
Fuck you. They make $15 an hour now.
I was cleaning out my tub. And
soon. I want to make a point about that, but go ahead.
I bought a new shower liner, but somehow I must have did something wrong because everything was clean and dried out, and I was hanging it up, and it's like 2 feet too short. It's like you clean the entire house, and you feel so accomplished, and then you're done, and you're putting it up, and it's just like epic fail.
Well, maybe it was somebody that worked at McDonald's and moved up in the world and cut it 2 feet too short.
Oh, well, look at that.
I need to get a new liner because I kind of tore all the rings off of my shower curtain when I fell into the bathtub a couple weeks ago.
Get the one Get the one with the metal. The metal rings.
Oh, no. I need the plastic just in case it happens again.
No. But if you get the ones that have the metal, like, you know, the metal encasing, when you put the rings on, they won't rip because they're actually metal and they actually resist a lot more tug. You can actually swing from it. You can rappelling from it if you're like landing on a cock or something.
Or just don't fall into your bathtub.
Yeah, pretty much.
Or just don't go out drinking with your ex-boyfriend.
No, I do that a lot.
Never mind. That's what I was doing the night it happened.
Well,
there's this new thing that I found online to clean your mattress, which I really need to do because my mattress is filth.
Wait, what?
Filled with cum, by the way.
I found this new way to clean your mattress. Basically, you take a cup of baking soda and like 4 drops of essential oil, and you combine the two ingredients into a bowl, a covered bowl, and you shake it, and then you sift it through like a strainer all over your bed, and then you go
vacuum,
you walk away for like an hour or so, and then you go back and you vacuum it because the baking soda helps draw up any moisture and deep dirtiness.
That's really amazing. We should post that on the website.
Yeah, we should.
Yeah.
But then it says, however, if you have tile or hardwood floors,
be careful.
Just get prepared to wipe it up and sweep it because you're going to have to do some, you know.
Oh, hello. You're going to bust your ass.
You're going to have to do some mommy dearest, clean up this mess all over the bathroom tiles.
Oh, Lord. Speaking about mommy dearest and, you know, gay boys
get that reference
do
in the beginning.
Do not put wire hangers.
No.
In your fucking closet.
Wire hangers.
And when you bring your clothes to the goddamn motherfucking like dry cleaners,
you can bring the hangers back.
Bring the motherfucking hangers back.
Mm-hmm.
Just letting you know. Because if I come into your home and you as one of my listeners, I'm beating your ass up with that hanger. I'm just letting you know. So going back to this $15 for these McDonald's employees, I want to say this. Is it a bit much for people who are flipping burgers to get $15 an hour? Maybe. I've seen posts on Facebook of people saying, oh, well, you know, our armed forces, people who actually fight for our country don't even get $15 an hour. People who actually are EMTs or this or that don't even get $15 an hour. And I'm like, and what are you going to solve by complaining on Facebook about it? Mm-hmm. Nothing. At least these people got out of their fat asses, went out there and fought for it and got it. So if you are in the military and you're not getting paid $15 an hour, if you're an EMT or you're a bus driver or whatever other thing you are that doesn't get paid $15 an hour, if you don't get out of your ass and go out there and fight for that wage, you're not going to get it. So I commend these fast food employees for at least having the guts to go out there and getting what they needed.
And November is going to be a huge take on that $15 an hour wage.
Of course it is.
November is going to be big on that.
So, you know, I want to say that, you know, whether I believe or not that they deserve that $15 an hour wage, that's inconsequential to the efforts and their determination to get it. Mm-hmm. They actually went and fought for what they believed they deserved.
And if they work a 40-hour work week, that's really only $600. And then after taxes, it's not even $3,200 a year.
No, it's not.
I mean, $32,000.
Anything under that is not a living wage. You can't live comfortably.
When you look at, for example, I have more respect for people who work in a McDonald's than I do for a person who actually is employed by Walmart. I will say this. Here's a company that makes billions of dollars. The fuckers make billions of dollars, and their employees have to go and collect food stamps and go on welfare.
Did you see welfare?
Don't bring up welfare. That's a whole other subject. Don't need welfare.
Did you see the commercial that they put out recently about Walmart?
No.
The employees were standing up against it. They're saying that, you know, the people who run this industry are just raking in all this money, and we're constantly denied, you know, health care. Mm-hmm. We are getting, like you said, food stamps. It was a beautiful commercial for them, like as employees, to tell people of what's really. I don't go there. I will never go to Walmart.
I love to see people fight back for what they believe is right.
It's time people start standing up, and that's why this November election is going to be fucking huge.
Whether these people make your burger right or not, give it up to them, because at least they had the courage to go out there and fight what they believe they deserved.
There was a while back, there was talk about, and I think it went into effect for medical professionals, but they were talking that if you make less than, I think it was $50,000 a year, and you work more than 40 hours, and your salary, they're trying to pass a law where you would be eligible for overtime. Now, like, I think about it logically. If I was able to make overtime the amount of hours that I work, I would be so sad.
Whose cock is that?
Oh my God.
It's sent to my phone.
Oh, I love it. It's peeing.
Meanwhile,
oh, gross.
In cockland.
I know.
So you know, just throwing that out there, but let's go back to our spring cleaning. So some of the other things that I want to make sure that you guys are aware of, that, you know, if you have animals, be careful what cleaners that you use. Mm-hmm. Some of them can be very toxic for your dogs. So what I like to do is I like to use a lot of vinegar, lemon, and other like non-toxic household items.
Acidic.
Very acidic items to clean my countertops. And all like my floors and stuff.
Because a lot of people like vinegar, but I can't do the smell.
Mm-mm. Well, you know, you can counteract it with a lot of other different things.
Vinegar cleans everything.
It really does.
I don't think vinegar should be able to be put on food.
But I mean, I like
the stains and shit that vinegar gets rid of. I'm like, what is that doing to my insides?
I want to drink that shit. I love vinegar.
Getting rid of all that like cum you have in there.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
You swallowed.
You know what they use? They use in theater. They use vodka water.
That's what it sounds like inside Paul's body right now.
Not so. Quite. It's more like.
Bravo, girl. Bravo.
That was my favorite moment today.
Just be careful. You know, if you have animals. And even if you don't have animals, like, don't use bleach agents on a counter that you're going to put food on. Mm-mm. You ingest that. So, you know, be very careful and make sure that, you know, you read what chemicals you're actually using and what interactions and what it can actually cause.
Well, they just chimed in because you're looking out for them. So that's why they were making some noise.
Yeah, my little doggies are
they were chimming and saying thanks.
Whenever I spray on my counters, I like to take like a wet, warm cloth after just water and just wipe like the top layer off. Cause I'm like, if I'm putting like that shit on my counters and then like, oh, I'm going to cut this apple up.
Put a cutting board down.
Yeah. I do that too. But you know.
No, wipe it
sometimes
off.
Sometimes when you're drunk and lazy and you get home, you fuck the cutting board.
I always do it on like the thing you put on your stove where you'd put like, you know, the spoons when you're mixing the sauces and all that stuff. Yeah.
Speaking of stove, I've heard that you should start when you're doing your kitchen.
Oh, I thought you were calling me out on something. Thank God.
Not yet.
Not yet. Trust me, he'll call you out.
You should start from the right of your stove and finish at the stove, because the stove is usually the dirtiest thing. And that way, when you get to the end, that's where like all the grease and everything, because the stove is usually the dirtiest one. So instead of starting from the stove and wiping all that grease all the way around, start from the right of the stove. Shit, bitch.
From right to left?
Very interesting.
You're so smart. You must have been the brightest in your class.
Guys, my stove's in the middle of my counters. What do I do?
It sucks to be right. You.
Throw it in the garbage.
Wait.
You'll still end at the left of the stove, and then you finish the stove.
It sucks to be you. And it sucks to be you.
Meanwhile, I don't have a counter to the right side of my stove, so I guess I'm just starting from the left.
I don't even think he has counters, but yeah, that's okay.
Fine. Since we're there, I'll say, okay, when I left Saturday.
Where?
Here. Friday, right? You came here Friday?
Friday.
So bad. Went home, and I took an Uber home. Because you don't drive when you're drinking. So I get home. And I'm kind of hungry. So I go and I pull out chicken cutlets that we had made the night before. I turn the stove on. I don't know why, but apparently I walked into my room while the stove was preheating. And
you fell asleep. Out.
And I woke up like
you did
dreaming about the stove being on. I'm like, nah. And then I finally get up and I go to get some water. I'm like, wow, it's really warm in this kitchen. I had the stove on 500 degrees for like 4 hours.
Was there food in it?
There's nothing in it. I never got to the point. But my pizza stone is spotless now.
I almost lost my shit. Just to let you know,
this is why he probably thought he had his stove on. And he did. Because this is what it sounded like that Friday in my house.
Halfway up the stairs, halfway up the stairs, I'm screaming downstairs to Jose. I'm like, I'm fucking sick of this shit. All of a sudden, the Corona of six packs, the little handle on the cardboard
breaks.
Six pack breaks, shatters all of them.
It's because they reuse the fucking.
All of a sudden,
that's Chris actually breathing.
Me scream, fuck! I'm sick of this shit.
Look at this.
Why are you breathing so heavy?
I don't know.
What's this?
Oh, wait. No. I didn't want to do that.
Good.
Yale.
Yes.
You know, they come in and they have a really good time. But let me tell you about my fucking day. Enough about you bitches. Of course. I'm in at 7 every morning. And then my good friend, shout out to Miss Phyllis Princess B.
Hashtag.
Phyllis.
Of course. So I took a nap.
I'm not gonna lie to
you.
After I get fucked or I fuck, I'm like, oh,
what are we playing for these people?
Okay, sorry, just guys. To let you know, those were snippets of our drunken episode that we recorded Friday, which I cannot release.
I don't remember any of that.
It was a hot mess.
We drank a the whole gays bottle are of coming. Moonshine.
We drank a whole bottle of moonshine. Okay,
that's why I got sick.
We had literally a whole gallon of Tito's. The only thing that was left was about 2 inches worth from the bottom.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So just to let you know, it was bad.
Fuck your birthday.
But it was a good birthday.
Bitch trying to party like she's 21 again. Ooh.
I'm always 21, bitch. I stopped having birthdays 20 years ago. Okay.
Oh,
get it right.
Get now I'm it dying. Right. Now I'm sick as a dog because of your birthday.
The price you're welcome. Pay for our friends.
Ugh. You're very welcome.
I do not thank you for that.
So, Nick, did you enjoy my birthday?
I had a great time. Then I woke up the next day and I was running around doing errands. She was sleeping. I brought her coffee and an egg sandwich.
Like fucking Mary Poppins.
Who? Me.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I slept over on Friday.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
because they had to get ready to go to the wedding.
Sorry. Okay, so there's this thing that happens when Paul sleeps. Like, I don't let Paul sleep over my house very often just because. Generally, something happens. Normally, I'll send him home in an Uber, and we'll have like a mini spat, and then he'll get in the Uber and go. But the problem is, every time I go to bed, with or without Paul in my bed, I wake up and Paul's not in my bed, but he's in my roommate's bed.
Well.
And my roommate will literally, the next day, he'll be like, Nick, I had to be to work at 7 a.m. and Paul came in and he wouldn't stop touching me. I literally just have to start laying there and let him do what he wants.
And so if you've ever seen Nick's roommate, he's actually pretty hot. So I can understand why Paul.
I blame it on you're the going roommate to for jail. Saying to me 3 years ago on a card game. What was it? There was like 10 of us at your
card
house.
Card Against Humanity, yeah.
Yeah, and no, there was a question. Someone said to his roommate, out of everyone in the house right now, who would you sleep with?
Or no, you had to pick something like, who would you sleep with? Who would you something or other?
And of course he said Paul.
And he said, Paul. And then it's all down.
Well, but the problem, the non-problem is that Paul has his come fuck me face.
Oh, no.
You know?
This was a come drunk me face.
No.
It tumbles into his bed.
It was a come fuck me face. I have no control of my body right now. You can do whatever you want, and I'll let you. That's the face that he normally has.
I had to text him the next morning. I'm like, apologies for last night. Nick left me unsupervised.
Yeah.
Never got a response.
Your fault.
This is my... I literally... I did walk in the house, and I was like, I'm going to bed. And he still had his road soda in hand. And he was just like, okay, fine. Okay, fine. And I'm like, good night. And he was just like,
okay. You didn't go straight to bed, though.
Yes, I did.
I'm very proud of you, Trish. I'm
I woke up and my wine was still in the house, so you couldn't have gotten that crazy.
No. So I think it's time that we put a, you know, put a rubber on this out. We got to put a rubber on it because, you know, it's time to wrap it up. So we have some announcements, okay? Just to let everybody know, we are officially on Google Play Music. The actual apps now on Android phones will allow you to actually download our podcast. So if you don't have an iPhone and you don't have iTunes, you can now get us right from the Google Play Music app. We're also on Stitcher for those of you who have Android, and we're also on iTunes for those of you who have iOS. Mm-hmm. Our website, www.gaytalk20.com. And our email,
www.
I knew I was going to fuck it up.
GayTalk2.0@gmail.com.
I love it. So, if you guys have any questions, anything at all that you would like for us to answer for you, any suggestions for our show, we're all open ears and open asses too. So,
from here to South Africa.
From here to South Africa. So, next week, we're actually going to be talking about...
we did this without you. Sorry,
but wedding seasons, the Mean Girl edition. So, get ready for all the craziness that goes on when gay boys are invited to weddings.
Perfect, because I'm going to one on Saturday.
Ooh, and obviously, I just went to one.
With a woman.
It went well.
Mm-hmm. Well, see, at least you went to a gay wedding.
I'm going to a straight wedding.
I did go to a gay wedding.
Mm. I'm surprised.
I'm going to be the token gay guy. That's going to be awesome.
Okay, I'm not going to talk too much. I'm going to save it up for next week.
But, yeah, save that.
Okay.
So that's what we're doing next week. So I want to thank everyone for tuning in. Guys, anything else?
I think we're...
I think we're going to wrap it up.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Gay Talk 2.0. Tune in next time for more Dish.